This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who?
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Radio Night Live every Saturday from the greatest city in the world, or so they said, in the musical Hamilton. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back. And it is the Ladies' Lounge, the top of the second hour every week. We open up the floor to the brilliant women of media to get some of their additional thoughts, particularly in their area of expertise. And I'm really excited because this segment started out as an idea on a nightly show that I did in just New York now years ago. And one of the original participants in it was Kayleigh McEnany. You know her now as a CNN contributor, and she's all over the place in terms of what she covers. But she's also Harvard-educated law grad, and I think an NFL fan, and a pretty nice person all the way around, unless you read her critics, and then you don't you get a different picture from her. But if you actually know her, you think she's wonderful. And she has been in this studio on Radio Night Live back when it was called something else. So, Kayleigh, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Happy to be here with you, and I appreciate the nice words, as always.
Now, when you're I know that you traveled yesterday. Are you Super Bowling it this weekend? Are you gonna put on a Falcons or Patriots jersey of any sort?
You know, this is the most torn I think I've been, because I was never a Patriots fan. I'm a Colts fan, always have been, and the Patriots were the bane of my existence in terms of getting to the Super Bowl. But I'm conflicted because, you know, while I want to go with the underdog in the form of the Falcons, Tom Brady and his, I guess you could call it, advocacy for our president and the Kraft, the owners of the Patriots, I just really am supportive of their political viewpoint and their really advocacy of Trump. And so, not to bring politics into sports, but it's hard for me to root against the Patriots given all of that.
Wow, that is there's got to be some Trump supporters on the Falcons team somewhere you could find.
Somewhere, but they're not as vocal, and I think it takes a lot of courage to be vocal. And, you know, as my dad pointed out to me, the Patriots have taken all of these young players from all over who no other team would give a shot, several of whom were released from the Miami Dolphins, and taken them and made stars out of them.
That's
so
true.
That's a big thing.
Well, and any way you dice it, there is no argument that Bill Belichick, who, you know, just again, as someone who doesn't like the Patriots, I have nothing but, you know, against them, but you can't argue with success. And for whatever this is, I think for Brady, this will be his seventh Super Bowl appearance over the course of his career. It'll be his fourth or fifth ring if he wins. It's hard to look at that kind of greatness and not respect at least the level of achievement. Even if they did deflate the balls against, it was your team, right?
That
they did
that against my team, yeah. Yes. And I would get in these endless debates, say like 5 years ago about Brady versus Peyton Manning, and being a Colts fan, I was always Peyton Manning's best quarterback to have played, at least in the modern kind of era. But, you know, Tom Brady's really kind of taken that title, and you can't, like you said, you can't help but sit back and be impressed. His seventh appearance in the Super Bowl, it's pretty remarkable.
I still hold it against him that he left Bridget Moynihan for Giselle, but that's a whole different story.
I know. We're bringing morality and politics into sports.
Nobody's supposed to do that, but that's the fun we get away with here on the Ladies' Lounge. Anyway, Kayleigh, it's good to have you back. We haven't talked in a long time. And there's been a bunch of stuff in the headlines that have caught my attention that I thought, well, I wonder what Kayleigh thinks about this. So let's start with one of the bigger things this last week, and that was the fairly historic appointment of Neil Gorsuch to the seat to replace Antonin Scalia, and what difference you believe that makes for the Trump administration and for the nation moving forward, even in the near future.
It makes a huge difference when we consider what could have happened if Hillary Clinton would have been president and would have taken that seat that Justice Antonin Scalia had, a very grounded, conservative justice, and given it to a liberal, it would have tipped the balance far left for generations to come. So, you know, this appointment of Gorsuch, who is in every way a Scalia-type figure. He's conservative. He believes that the text of the Constitution means what it says, and we don't need to look to intent. We need to read the words of statutes and enforce the words that Congress passes. He's a Scalia-esque person, and the appointment of him basically preserves the status quo on the Supreme Court, which is a great thing if you're someone out there who is pro-life and wants to one day see the overturning of Roe v. Wade,
sure,
or if you're someone who has traditional views.
And I would guess that would apply for Second Amendment advocacy and religious freedoms as well.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I do want to say, you know, for conservatives in the legal community, this was really kind of an emotional thing. I still remember where I was standing when Justice Scalia died. It was hard because I was a conservative in a legal environment where it was dominated by liberalism, and you would read a Scalia dissent, and it was just this refreshing burst of traditional viewpoints on, like you said, Second Amendment and life issues. And he meant a lot to a lot of us. He was kind of our respite and our voice in a community dominated by liberals. So when we saw his seat preserved and, you know, essentially be handed over, assuming that he makes it through a Senate confirmation, to Neil Gorsuch, who in every way respects and admires Scalia, it was really an emotional moment to have that seat preserved in honor of Justice Scalia.
Sure. I thought President Trump did a classy thing in bringing Maureen Scalia to the appointment announcement and everything else. We're speaking with Kayleigh McEnany. You see her on CNN. You saw her a lot through the convention and election coverage, and she is still hanging her hat there these days. She actually used to make a lot of appearances over on the Fox News Channel, where you see me on almost a weekly basis. But she's got a shingle out somewhere else now, and we're glad to have her back. Kayleigh, let's talk about the intent of how soon he needs to be confirmed, because it's my understanding that the court has a full slate in 2017 and that they need to get past this 4-4 kind of stalemate, everything gets kicked back to the appellate level position that they're in. How soon do you see this happening?
I think this needs to happen very soon. And, you know, President Trump has suggested he's willing to use the so-called nuclear option, basically, which would prevent Democrats from stalling the nomination. But I think that he needs to wait on that, because I do think Gorsuch will get through the Senate the ordinary way. I had an interesting conversation on CNN, actually, with a liberal commentator who advised his own party. He said, guys, let's not fight this one. Let's wait and, you know, preserve our fight for if another seat opens on the court. That would then tip the balance over to the right, to the conservative side,
right,
for a generation. So he said, you know, he's advising his party, let's wait on this one. And I actually think it would be wise of Democrats in the Senate to wait and pick their battles, pick them wisely, and wait until the next seat opens.
Well, and the truth is, they had, even as early as the night of the announcement, they had 7 to 9 Democrats, I think, that came out and said, I don't see any reason to filibuster this choice. So that's not saying that they won't, but it certainly gave an early indication that Gorsuch was qualified. And when you go back to when he was put on the appellate court, he was done so unanimously. So, you know, and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and Chuck Schumer were all people that voted in favor of him in that unanimous vote.
Exactly. And, you know, imagine if you're a senator who's up for re-election, you know, how are you going to explain to your district, oh, well, the guy was qualified, you know, a few years back, and now he's all of a sudden no longer qualified, without any sort of basis for making that kind of 180 turnaround. It just makes you look like a traditional, typical politician,
yeah,
who flies with the wind, not based on fact, but based on what's politically convenient for you at the moment.
Speaking of appointments, just your thoughts on Betsy DeVos real quick, and not only the fact that she will probably be confirmed with Vice President Pence's, scale tipping vote, but the fact that Collins and Murkowski are opposing her, and that they have so much funding coming to them from the teachers' unions.
Yeah, that's right, and that seems to be the motivation there, because as we know, Betsy DeVos is a huge advocate of charter schools, schools that would give opportunities to kids stuck in the inner cities and stuck in failed school systems. You know, she's for opportunity. And I have to think that, you know, the fact that Collins is not going to vote for her has more to do with that, as you mentioned, teachers union funding, rather than any basis in fact. I mean, Betsy DeVos, she did not necessarily know, I guess, the terminology that is in vogue in the education community. She is someone who has been an advocate for charter schools, worked in the area, and it seems like they're using the fact that she didn't know that vocabulary as a basis for not confirming her, when the real motive was, in fact, that the teachers union funding, as you mentioned, that's coming through.
Yeah, it was pretty. Pretty blatant if you did a little bit of digging and saw their records. We're speaking with Kaylee McEnany in the Ladies Lounge tonight on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And our phone number is 888-340-3373. Quite a bit more I want to get to before we're done with our conversation tonight, Kaylee. But when we come back, let's delve into this issue of the challenges of the immigration pause, as I think it most honestly should be called. People still calling it a ban. But there have been a number of these court cases that have been filed against, or suits have been filed against the order, and we already have some determination coming out of some of the courts, and get an update on that. And then also we'll talk a little bit more about what you think President Trump has done to date so far. You know, it's really been a shotgun start, and just like a golf course, and we'll get that into all of that with Kaylee McEnany as we can.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Chilly, cold night in New York. You can see right there on your screen, Biz Television coast to coast, and 300 radio stations across the country all with us, and we are so thankful that you are, including our brand new friends in Atlantic City, WPG. We're so excited to be with them now. I think this is our third week with them. But Kaylee McEnany is joining us from an undisclosed location. She's not admitting whether or not she's Super Bowling it or not. Kaylee, if I recall, you don't really pride yourself on your cooking skills, but you do pride yourself on your ability to memorize the Taco Bell menu, if I have that correct.
Absolutely. I actually just had a conversation about that with my fiance this morning, about how I get all my food groups minus fruit when I go to Taco Bell. And he was like, what are the veggies? I was like, the shreds of lettuce, of course.
That's
and
right.
Little diced tomatoes.
Well,
you know,
tomatoes are fruit. You get your fruit. Tomatoes are technically
tomatoes
a fruit.
Are
so,
fruit.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can correct the record with them on that. And whatever that fake sour cream is that they use. And, you know, we've joked about this in the past. Those of you just joining us, you don't know this, but Kelly and I have joked about this wildly in the past. And it's funny because there probably is nothing outside the shreds of lettuce and the tomatoes that are 100% natural at Taco Bell. And yet, when you have that craving for whatever that is that they put in that food, there's just nothing else that satisfies it.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, save maybe Chick-fil-A, which I love them too. I'm on a big Chick-fil-A kick.
Yeah, no, and we're both New Yorkers. Have you been to the one in Manhattan?
Oh, I have several times.
Okay,
that used to be my go-to lunch spot when I was nearby.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And it's so great to finally have one in the city.
We're speaking of the political correctness of the age. A lot of the opposition that Chick-fil-A has encountered has had nothing to do with common sense or finance or economics. It's all been ideological and, philosophical. You know, they believe that the owner of that company is somehow, you know, not as enlightened and whatever in his own personal observation of worship and religion. At the end of the day, they make good sandwiches. They're turning a healthy profit. They're providing good food for people that want it. I don't see, you know, what the big deal has been personally.
No, no doubt about it. I mean, and the owners of Chick-fil-A have never discriminated against anyone. They have, you know, heterosexual employees, homosexual employees, you know, they do not discriminate in that form, but simply because they have some traditional views, you know, that should be a bar to them, you know, having entry into a city like New York, which to me is sad because it seems like the only discrimination going on here is not, you know, against individuals and their personal choices, but against businesses who have, you know, separate traditional views that are apart from their business, but there's discrimination against them, as we saw with the Mozilla CEO and Chick-fil-A. It's very sad.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why, bringing it full circle, that's why Gorsuch, in his work on Hobby Lobby and Little Sisters of the Poor, when those cases came through his court, was so important to help people understand that we've got to fight for the protections of the First Amendment, or they're going to be taken from us.
That's exactly right. And he authored a concurrence, as I mentioned, in the Hobby Lobby decision and, you know, basically said you cannot force employers to violate their religious beliefs and provide contraception. You know, it was a great decision and he was a big part of that. He also wrote that book, basically a case against euthanasia and physician assisted suicide, because he said that all life must be protected. No ifs, ands, or buts. So this is someone who we can trust as conservatives to uphold the law and uphold it in a traditional way.
Yeah. Okay, so on Supreme Court nominee, check. Trump got that right. He issued the executive order to begin the investigation and the building of the wall. Check. He's got that. He's working on tax reform. We're already seeing massive impact on trade policy, even though he's not authored any policy on it. We're just seeing nation after nation come to the fore and say, yeah, we want to build plants and start jobs in America. Kaylee, where would you put Trump's grade to date so far?
Oh, I'd put it at an A++, and not only because I voted for him and advocated for him, but just to see a politician who gets to Washington, and, well, I should say he's a citizen who is now a politician, to see someone get to Washington and say, okay, XYZ, done. I'm going to govern as I campaigned. I'm not going to water down my promises upon arrival in this crazy city we call Washington, D.C., which seems there must be something in the drinking water, because every promise ever made, once you get there, you backpedal on. That's what we're used to seeing from the Republican establishment. And it's just refreshing to see someone who's not changing. He is who he is. And Washington isn't going to change that.
Yeah, and I love the way he runs his meetings. You know, someone asks him, is something off the table with Iran? He looks up, no, I didn't take anything off. Now get out. it's just cut and dry. Like, I've got stuff to do. Don't bother me. And, like, he must start his work day at, like, 4 a.m. or something, because the end of his day each day seems to have been far more full of accomplishment than almost we would get out of any week under the Obama administration. And it's just amazing. Let me move to the immigration thing real quick, because last week it was all bubbling up. There were people marching at this time right outside of airports. They were saying that, you know, we'd become a bigoted country and we weren't allowing people. Many lawsuits, one out of Washington State, the group CARE filed one. You had one out of Boston, I think one out of Virginia, and a handful of other places that were all filed against this executive order. Kaylee, what's the history of these executive orders to control immigration? Is the president within his right? What do you think is going to happen? What are the judges already saying?
He is absolutely right. And, you know, so far we've had two federal judges speak on this. And the one in Massachusetts denied a restraining order of Trump's executive order. So he sided with Trump, whereas the judge in Washington late last night issued a restraining order, which has essentially put a hold on Trump's policies. So we're back to the status quo from beforehand, where immigrants from some of these, you know, terror-prone countries are able to come in, possibly without the proper scrutiny. So we're back to pre-Trump executive order now because of this one judge's ruling. And to me and to many in the legal community, his actions were baseless, because, as we know, you only issue a restraining order in, quote, extraordinary circumstances, and only if you are certain that the plaintiff, the person suing Trump, is likely to succeed. And from all of my legal research, I'm writing a column on this right now, actually, the plaintiff is unlikely to succeed. Trump is on solid legal footing. I can go deeper into that if you'd like, but he is on solid legal footing, and it is highly unusual for this judge to issue an order like this.
Well, and long story short, what you're basically saying is this extension of the restraining order is in effect for a period of time. But when that case goes to trial, ultimately Trump will likely be victorious. The problem with me in that regard is that the enforcement in the meantime becomes one of greater vulnerability for our country. And I just wish these judges would give a little more forethought about what is actually going to happen. So now the 90 and 120-day travel orders are not in effect, is what you're saying.
That's exactly right. And it is highly unusual to basically rescind a president's order. You only do so if the president had no legal basis for what he did. And he did have a basis. And you're right that it leaves us more vulnerable. You know, we know there was a Somali refugee who committed a terrorist attack on Ohio State's campus. You know, this does happen. It's not all refugees. Most, 99.9%, are good people. But there, we do know ISIS is trying to infiltrate the program. We've been told that repeatedly by the intelligence community. So it's only common sense to, as you said, have a pause and ensure that we are vetting people appropriately.
Well, we're so thankful that Kaylee McEnany is keeping her eye on things. And you can watch her on CNN. You can follow her on Twitter and Facebook. And I would encourage you to do that. Kaylee, thanks for taking some time out of your Saturday night to be with us. And we are so grateful.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Have a great one.
Kevin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello? Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
Live from New York, it is Radio Night Live, and we are glad to have you with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always fun to get together. Got a news update. This happened in the last little bit while we were chatting with Kaylee McEnany. By the way, is she great or what? Yeah, I agree with that. 888-340-3373. If you've been waiting to get in on the conversation, you knew the Ladies Lounge was going to take a couple of segments, and now you want to weigh in. The topic of the night is still open. Is Trump overreacting when he calls the judge that overrode his executive order a so-called judge? He says he's going to appeal, and now he has. This is the breaking news. The Justice Department has filed notice of appeal to restore Trump's
immigration pause. Here's what Fox News is reporting at this hour. Let me just bring you up to speed. Airlines, federal agencies, foreign travelers, others scrambled throughout Saturday in response to a weekend court order blocking President Trump's immigration pause, identical to the international response last weekend after Trump issued the executive order that temporarily stopped travelers, immigrants, and refugees from seven predominantly Muslim countries from entering the U.S. A federal judge said late Friday in Seattle to halt Trump's order, and by early the afternoon, the Departments of State and Homeland Security effectively said they had responded accordingly. However, the U.S. Department of Justice announced just in the last little bit that it has filed a formal appeal of the Seattle ruling Saturday night with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. President Trump at Mar-a-Lago for the weekend with the First Lady to attend the Red Cross Ball had this to say when a pool reporter asked if he was confident he would prevail in court. He said, "We'll win. For the safety of our country, we will win." The State Department said it had reversed canceling visas for related foreigners after provisionally revoking as many as 60,000 of them to comply with the order from January 27th. So the administration is appealing it. And I guess part of the question would be the argument that has been made to date about this policy is that it is really important that we take our time, that we slow down, that we not have just everybody coming in that wants to come in. Some people don't know this, but in the numbers of refugees that the last president allowed in, of the ones he allowed in, the tens of thousands that came in the final year, 99.9% of them were Sunni Muslims in that process. Now, the Sunni Muslims in Syria, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, in these places where most of these seven countries are not the minority population. They're the dominant population. They are not the population that is under persecution in those regions. They are the persecutors in those regions. So it becomes then very easy for ISIS and Boko Haram and al-Nusra and al-Qaeda, all of whom have bases in all of these countries, to say, we're going to infiltrate the Sunni Muslim refugees that the Americans are letting into their country. Because it becomes very simple for them to just look like the rest of them, blend in, get in, and then once they're in, be able to begin to plot and plan and do what they want to do to destroy, the United States. So the idea that Trump had, and what blew me away in the early part of this last week was that there were so many people that were outraged by his order and so few people that had actually read his order. It's 3 or 4 pages long. Yeah, it's got some big words in it. But come on, people. What are you, in second grade? I literally had people on my social media arguing with me, fighting me. He's an Islamophobe. Well, if that's true, how come 43 other countries that are predominantly Muslim, including the three largest countries on the planet that are predominantly Muslim, weren't on the list? If it's about stopping Muslims, why was Indonesia not included? Why was Pakistan not included? Why were all of the other places that happened to have a predominantly Muslim population, why weren't they included? Because that's not the issue. The issue is not whether or not someone is a Muslim. The issue is whether or not people can infiltrate large groups of Muslims to come in and kill us. And so the president saying that he is going to appeal this, I think is going to be, again, fraught with all kinds of controversy. And we saw some of it even last week at the SAG Awards. You saw Ashton Kutcher get up and make a very long pronouncement about how these people that were held up in airports. Now, this was the night after the airports had pretty much been emptied. But on Sunday night, he was still touting. In fact, do we have the Ashton Kutcher? Just a little bit of what he said here. Let's see if we've got that. That's not the Ashton Kutcher video. That's a protest video. But that's not. Anyway, Ashton Kutcher was at the SAG Awards. Okay, we don't have Kutcher. Okay, we'll get Kutcher at some point. Anyway, all that to say that we are coming right back from New York. The breaking news, though, the Trump administration appealing
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
See when you call.
So glad you're with us, live from New York. Live shot of Times Square there, the kind of chilly night it is in Manhattan, and we are happy to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The interesting thing about this weekend, of course, you got the Super Bowl going on. You've got the president said, was it yesterday, that for once politics are almost as being watched almost as closely as the Super Bowl, which I think is probably true this week. Based on how the media has responded to all of the developments. But really interesting weekend in that you had another attack, terror-wise, take place yesterday in Paris. And we don't know if he's a refugee. What we do know is that the man that tried to attack the soldiers in the basement of the Louvre Museum was in their country from Egypt. Egypt has now identified this person. And he's shouting Allahu Akbar as he attacks the French soldiers. They were, you know, not wanting him to come in with these backpacks that he wouldn't let them inspect. That's always a bad sign. And he was in the country for 30 days on a 30-day visa. Okay. Again, one of the things that the Trump pause is doing is putting a pause on people with visas coming from places we don't know. Now, we don't know if this person, I guess he was born in Egypt, Abdullah Reda Rafi Al-Hammami. He's 28. But he has lived in other places, the United Arab Emirates and other places, and he got this visa, and he went in, and he posted an angry tirade on Twitter before he went in. No negotiation, no compromise, no letting up, certainly no climb down. Relentless war. Friends, look at this. Just everybody hold your horses for a second. Look at what this guy did. He's a motivated radical. He wanted to make a statement. He went into a country that was open, and he was able to do it through a visa program. And he wasn't even trying to, like, go under the guise of living there. He got in. For 30 days, he has freedom to be there. And what does he do? He goes and he commits, because he got in on, the 27th. What are we at now? The 4th of February? So in a week's time, he goes in and attacks these French soldiers. Now, he's in critical condition because they plugged his guts full of lead, to quote Home Alone. But that's how. What are they supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to just? And this is what I don't understand from the political and cultural left in America. We're getting very, very angry about the fact that it looks like we're being somewhat careful in letting people in. So what's the solution otherwise? This is how Ashton Kutcher put it at the SAG Awards last week. Take a listen to this.
Fellow SAG-AFTRA members and everyone at home and everyone in airports that belong in my America. Part of the fabric of who we are.
Nope.
And we love you and we welcome you.
Okay, stop the clip. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. They're not part of the fabric of America. We don't know who they are. And even though the vast majority of them will be peace-seeking people, the other thing we've had issues with is assimilation. Are they coming to become part of us? Or are they coming just to live here and not become fully American? It's easy for, you know, a multimillionaire comedian with the world stage at his fingertips to stand up and make such a thing and to have the emotion course through his veins and, my America, as he points to himself. But if someone does get through, and you have a nightclub bombing go off, like we had in Paris. If you have a sports stadium that has bombs set to go off, as they did in Paris. And you find out that the band of people that put it together all got into your country because your refugee system and your immigration system didn't work to weed out the ones who were dangerous from the ones who weren't dangerous. Would he still be standing on the stage going, you belong in my America? I don't think so. I've never been able to figure out why these people don't understand that they bleed too. Their children die too. You're not immune to the impact of people that have a radical commitment to carrying out very deadly aims. So what's the problem with putting a pause in place for 90 to 120 days? And if you read the executive order, it's very clear. And by the way, this is why it will withstand constitutional scrutiny. He instructs the security agencies to inspect what we're currently doing, to report back to him about what needs to be improved, and then to improve it. And once they have, guess what? All things start over again. If you're in line for immigration, you get to come in. If you're in line for refugee assistance, you get to get that continued. If you are who you say you are. That's all it is. It's kind of like if you have a home and you have lots of people come over and you're very generous in your hospitality. But you put a sign out front or you send out an email to all your friends and say, you know, guys, we're not going to have any get-togethers for a little while because we're putting in a new security system. And it's going to be messy. And it's just easier. We can't do it with people traipsing in and out. We're just going to put and as soon as we have that in, we're going to have a big party. That's in essence what we're doing. We're putting in a better security system. And then we're reopening the arms to the world saying, come on, give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. 888-340-3373. But Hollywood's always had a very high opinion of itself. We'll give you another example of this before we're done tonight as well. I want to say thank you, by the way, to the wonderful people at MyPillow.com. You can get 40% off tonight if you call a pack of four pillows. It's called the Mike's 4-Pack. It's Mike Lindell's 4-Pack. Get 40% off when you call 800-506-2641. 40% off just for calling that number, 800-506-2641. Thank you to MyPillow for making it possible for us to be.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
if you're watching on Biz TV right there, that's a shot from the top of the World Trade Center, and it's looking down on the Brooklyn Bridge. And if you go around the bottom of the island and you take a boat ride from the Brooklyn Bridge and you kind of reverse course back to the west, and you kind of just go out from the west side of Manhattan and you shoot out, and you'll run into a little place called Ellis Island. You'll see the Statue of Liberty. You'll see where we have, over time, welcomed immigrants. But we did it in a very controlled fashion. When Ellis Island was at the peak of its immigration operations, there were people that would make it to Ellis Island that were inspected for health and for other things. And sometimes, if they were not of a certain degree of health, they were turned away. It seems cruel, it seems harsh, but it was meant to protect the American population from, for one thing, importing other diseases. And we've always had this policy of welcoming people from any number of places across the universe. But we need them to be safe. We need them to be healthy. We need them to not be bringing subterfuge or weapons or other things, ill intent, into the country with us. And we need them to assimilate to what we're doing. So it was very interesting last Sunday night when the SAG people, which is celebrities getting together to slap other celebrities on the back and tell those celebrities, you're the most awesome celebrity that ever celebrityed. In the meantime, normal people are going, huh? I got to get up and work tomorrow. But Kerry Washington, of the Scandal fame on ABC, she had a very special message for all of us. She wanted the world to know that, I can't do it justice. Let's let her do it in her own words. This was her message to the universe last Sunday night.
A lot of people are saying right now that actors shouldn't express their opinions when it comes to politics. But the truth is, actors are activists no matter what, because we embody the worth and humanity of all people. This union helps me to do that. I'm Kerry Washington, and I am an actor.
Hey, she's an actor. Whoa. Woo. That's...
Actors embody the worth and the humanity of all people? Yeah, living in Beverly Hills, rolling with Will and Jada. That's what it is. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have been with you tonight. You got any thoughts you want to write me? I'm always willing to take a listen. The 24-hour day voicemail, by the way, 888-340-3373, always open. My email address is kmcradio@gmail.com. And you can tweet at me, @kmcradio. You can go on Facebook and find me at facebook.com/kmc01. But be in touch, and we'll look forward to it. Now, next week, Kristen B. Tate joins us. She is a young millennial that has taken the news world by storm, and she will, of course, be in the ladies' lounge, so we look forward to that. And having said that, I hope you have a great week. We'll keep you posted on all the breaking news next Saturday night, right here on Radio Night Live.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.